Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy.
Good morning, good morning. Like the song said, everybody make some noise. Everybody make some noise. Give God a head clap of praise on this beautiful Monday morning. Y'all, you know I'm always excited to join you all each and every Monday morning during this prayer time, this time that we have dedicated together here together to just give God thanks, to give God all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, because he is very deserving. He is worthy. We just want to thank God for who he is. Come on now, like the song said, listen, this, I had to go through the whole song. It was a fairly long song, but I needed y'all to hear that last part over and over again. It says, when they asked me how I made it. When they asked me how I made it. How many of y'all could just even think about what you've been through or what you have gone through, what you have overcome? And when people ask, or even when you ask yourself, when they ask me, or when I ask myself how I made it, I'm gonna let myself know, or I'm gonna let them know, my God don't lose. My God don't lose. And one thing they said, no, never. No, never. So my God don't lose. No, never. He would. He always win. Always win. That is such good news. Such good news. Because even when we don't even win, let me tell you who is winning. God is winning. God is always winning. And when we are linked, when we are in agreement with God, you cannot lose. You cannot lose, right? And so that just brought me to the scripture that talks about your word, how it talks about God's word never returns void. God's word doesn't return void, meaning God's word isn't empty. It's not empty. It's full of promises. It's full of promises. And I'm just going to challenge you all this week to get into it, to get into and just get into the word and just understand that God's word does not return to you void. It is not empty. It's full of promises. It's full of life. It is the living word, the living word. And let me tell you all, I don't know about y'all, but if y'all got breath in your lungs, you are living. You are living. And I just declare and decree that while you are living, that you live knowing that your Heavenly Father does not lose. Does not lose. And you know, I always say up here that we are winners by default. We are winners by default. Why? Because we believe that God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is always with us despite what it looks like, despite what your circumstances look like in your health, despite what your circumstances look like on the job and your career, despite what your circumstances may look like in your family. God does not lose. He always wins. And this definitely gets into what we're going to be talking about this morning. But before we get there, I have to let y'all, or have to tell you, happy March. Happy March. This is a brand new month. We are in the third month of the year. I don't know if y'all have goals for this year or anything. We're in the the last month of the first quarter of the year, okay? And so I hope that everybody has got a good foot started of this year. If not, it's okay. We have a few more months left before the end of the year, but just wanted to let you all know that this month is definitely special to me, because why? It's my birthday month. It's my birthday month. So I'm excited about that. And I'm just excited about what God is going to be doing this month, not just with me, but with you as well. With you as well. And so if you have not already joined the hashtag Daily Bread List, that is when I just send you out random messages of inspiration. That is not no rhyme or rhythm to it. But you can just join it by texting the word bread to 201-357-3218. Again, that's 201-357-3218. If you're already on it, I know you've been enjoying it because I've been receiving your messages back. So definitely tune in for more. All right, let's get into it. So, as you know, I always listen to words of wisdom. I listen to a sermon or two throughout the week. And one of the sermons I listened to was The Miracle of Endurance by Pastor Joel Osteen. Y'all, it touched my heart so much. If you're on a Daily Bread List, you will receive it just so you can listen to it to yourself. But of course, I wanted to walk you all through my notes. And as I was getting prepared this morning to share with you all, the Lord was like, definitely share with them what the word endurance really means. And because the sermon title was called The Miracle of Endurance. And when I first saw that, I was like, okay, I get it. I get what endurance means. I know what a miracle is. But I really want it to be broken down all the way. Okay, all the way. And trust me, the sermon definitely broke it down all the way. So the word endurance means the ability to withstand hardship or adversity, especially the ability to sustain a prolonged stressful effort or activity. Okay, I'm gonna say that again. Endurance, the ability to withstand hardship or adversity, especially the ability to sustain a prolonged stressful effort or activity. How many of y'all have been in a situation, and again, you're like, how in the world did I even make it through this situation? How did I make it out? How did I overcome? Yes, we know the Lord definitely pushed us through that situation, but at the same time, it was the endurance. It was your endurance. You were building your endurance. You were building your strength, or better yet, you were building your faith up during that time. And guess what? You overcame it wasn't just like that, but you did overcome because, like I always say, you're a winner. You're a winner by default. But it's some things that we go through. We can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. We can't see that. And when we don't see that, we're just like, God, come on. This ain't it. This ain't it. This ain't it. And so when he was talking about the miracle of endurance, he broke it down in a way where there are two types of faith. And the two types of faith are deliverance faith and sustaining faith. Deliverance faith and sustaining faith. So deliverance faith is when God brings you out the storm or the situation that you're going through instantly, right? And keeps you out of it totally. So that means, like, in the Bible, it talks about how the parting of the Red Sea, he did that instantly, right? He parted the Red Sea. The adversity or the situation was, in that particular story, was that the Red Sea was blocking them from getting away from Pharaoh and crew. We're going to just say Pharaoh and crew. And if you don't know the story, I encourage you to go back and just simply Google it, because I don't have the actual scripture for you right now. But simply Google the parting of the Red Sea and the whole story will come up. But that was their adversity. It was trying to get on the other side. And so what God did through Moses is parted the Red Sea. And so that was an instant thing. That was God literally delivering the Israelites from Pharaoh and crew. Okay. And so that deliverance faith is when God keeps you out the fire totally. And so sustaining faith is when God takes you through the fire. And God is in the fire with you, right? God is in the fire with you, and he is the force protecting you and making it so you're not defeated. And so God is making us fireproof, the miracle, which is literally the miracle of endurance. The miracle of endurance. And a lot of us, he goes on to talk about how a lot of us just miss that whole part. We pray for, and I'm gonna say this because we were just talking about this a few prayer calls ago about the suddenly. Now I believe wholeheartedly that God is a God of the suddenly, right? God is the God of the suddenly, meaning deliverance faith in this case. God will bring us out suddenly. God will bring us out instantly, and he will do it for us. And I just declare and decree that all the time. However, in this particular sermon or this particular message, he was getting us to understand that we really need to lean on sustaining faith, because there's a miracle of endurance within that, within sustaining faith. And so when you have a sustaining faith, you are literally allowing God to build you up, making you fireproof, making you like you're going through the fire. But guess what? You're not really. He's shielding you. He's protecting you. And if you can, like right now, I'm literally envisioning people walking through a tunnel of fire, and literally being blocked on each side. Like it's like hot in there. It's like all these things just popping off, and fire is just everywhere. But in the midst of you walking through the tunnel of fire, guess what? God is like with you. He is shielding you, and you can't even see it. You think, oh, I'm getting hit left, right, upside down. I'm losing the job. And I'm just getting real relatable now. I'm losing a job. They didn't lay me off. They didn't. I didn't get this interview. I didn't lost the contract. I didn't got a bad doctor's report. I didn't did this. I didn't did that. Or family didn't did this. Family didn't did that. It's just a lot of chaos around you. But in the midst of you going through that, God is shielding you from certain things that you can't even, you don't even know about. You may be like, well, God, oh my God, this was the worst. But God was like, child, that won't even the worst. I blocked you from the worst and I got you. I got you. And then he's just pulling you through, pushing you through. And that's what I'm envisioning right now. And so I pray that you all hear my heart when I'm explaining that, because it is so crucial for us to know that even though we are going through, even though we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, guess what? God is still making us stronger. He is making our spirit stronger as we go through. He is building our faith up and giving us, or building our endurance up when we are going through these adverse hardships or these adversities in general. And so there is a miracle in that, right? That there lies the miracle. We always think that the miracle is the instantaneous things, but the miracle is that God is with us literally through the storm, period, right? Period. And so he wanted to get us to think that you're in the middle of a miracle when you are going through. You're literally in the middle of a miracle when you are going through that job loss. And what is so profound about that is that the adversity didn't break us. That's how you know you're in the middle of a miracle. It didn't break you, meaning the job loss didn't break you. That toxic environment is not breaking you or didn't break you. The breakups didn't break you. The illness didn't break you. The words that you tell yourself or the words that you've heard from individuals didn't break you. Listen, you didn't break you, right? You didn't break you. And there's a miracle in that. And the miracle is the miracle of endurance. God building us up. God showing us that, listen, don't grow weary in doing good, right? Don't grow weary in doing good. And so that aligns with Galatians 6:9. It says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. If we do not give up. Meaning, if we continue to go through, we continue to push through and it enhances our endurance, right? For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And we will, meaning, if you really break it down and you think about it, you will end up seeing that light at the end of the tunnel. You will end up seeing it if you do not grow weary, if you do not give up. You will continuously get further and further where God is positioning you. Not where you positioning you, but where God is positioning you in this season of your life. And so I just want to declare and decree right now that you do not give up. Do not give up on what God is sharing with you to do in this season. Do not give up. Do not give up. And then, as far as faith, the next scripture that I want to highlight this morning is Hebrews 11:1, which is the infamous scripture that defines what faith is. It says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And this is from the NIV version. And so it's King James says it a little differently. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen, right? That's how I grew up knowing Hebrews 11:1. But in the NIV version states, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So we're hoping for a miracle in our career. We're hoping for a miracle in our health. We're hoping for a miracle in our relationships. And as we hope for, is the assurance, and it says the assurance about what we do not see. So although we don't see the victory right now, although we don't see the harvest right now, the fact that we believe and have confidence that it's going to happen, that we're going to overcome, my friends, that's faith. That is faith. And so I just want to encourage you all this morning to believe in the deliverance faith or the instantaneous faith, but also believe in sustaining faith, that God is going to sustain you or build your endurance up and make you fireproof as you go through the things or the adversities of life. All right. Whew. I pray that definitely touched your heart this morning. The way it touched me when I first heard that sermon, I was like, ooh, it literally gathers you all the way together and says, oh, well, let me get it all the way together, because it could be worse. It could be worse, but God is shielding me from what is worse. All right, let's get into this good word of prayer. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I don't take it for granted that we are here today gathering on this call, God, once again, yearning for you, seeking you in this very moment, God. We are seeking your presence in our career journeys. We are seeking your presence in our relationships and our life journeys, God. And we just thank you in advance for what you have done and what you are going to do through us and with us, God, in the name of Jesus. We just lift you up on high, God. We just ask that you continue to build our faith up. Give us the confidence we need to move throughout our career journeys, to move throughout life, God. We just thank you. And we just ask that you protect us and shield us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, God. We ask that you just dispatch your angels, God, and surround our holy temples, surround the vehicles that we have to travel in to go to work, to get home, to get to wherever we may need to in this season, whether it's by plane, whether it's by train, God. We just ask that you protect our front and our backs, our sides, God. Protect our mind. Protect us from us, God, in the name of Jesus. Allow us to speak words of wisdom to ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us the words to articulate to ourselves to build our confidence, God, to help push us through, God. Because listen, we can't be waiting on other people to build us up. We have to continuously encourage ourselves in this season, God, and continuously lean on you for guidance, for discernment on how to move in this season, Lord, because only you can tell us and direct us on how to move to where you have called us to be, God. If you have called us to rest, God, let us rest in you. If you have called us to move, let us move with you. If you have called us to just pray for others in this season, God, let us just pray selflessly, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, Lord. God, I ask that you build our sustaining faith, God, as we continue to experience adversity throughout life, Lord. Let us know that the miracle is that you are there. The miracle is that you are shielding us. The miracle is that you're making us fireproof so that we can be able to withstand anything that is thrown our way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we already know that we may be going through, but we're going to come out better than before. So God, we just thank you for making us anew. We just thank you for revitalizing our spirits. We just thank you, Lord, for building up our confidence within you, and let us not grow weary in doing good, just like the word says in Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up, God. If we do not give up. So God, we just ask that you give us a spirit to just continue to move, to persevere, to endure. And God, we just already know right now that your word says long suffering is a fruit of the spirit. So it's no way around it. We are going to go through, but God, we just want to go through with you and acknowledge that you're there with us, shielding us and making us fireproof, shielding us as we go through the tunnel, the fiery tunnel, God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you're going to protect our top, our bottom, our side to side, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you give us a heart, soften our hearts as we go through and talk to your people on a regular basis. Lord, remind us that yes, that's your child too. So guide our tongues as we go throughout this work week, Lord, and have us to articulate our thoughts clearly, Lord, whether it's in an interview, whether it's in a meeting, whether it's in anything that we got going on, God. We just thank you right now for being in the midst, being in the room, even when we aren't physically in the room, but when our names are just spoken within the room, God, we just ask that it be spoken in a positive light, God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we just thank you. God, we give you all the glory. God, we give you all the honor, all the praise, because you are deserving. We thank you for being the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am that I am. And God, we just thank you. We can't thank you enough. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.